Have you ever suffered from some sort of addiction, and how did you recover from it? What would be your advice to some suffering from an addiction? I guess I wasn't in the world long enough to have a real addiction. I ended up in a monastery pretty young, so. And even the minor addiction that I did have was smoking cigarettes. I mean, that's an addiction. And they're just not in the monastery, so they weren't there. It was, I didn't have to think about it. Which is not a, that's not much advice. but I would, one of the things I would, certainly in terms of addiction, I would, and on a certain level, as human beings, we are addicted to all sorts of things. And even if you're in a monastery, there's kind of addictive personalities and our addictions to sense gratification, addiction to affirmation of self. Those are, they're refined, but those are addictions. And I think one of the things that's the advice for somebody suffering from an addiction, and especially if it's it is suffering that it's important to seek the help and support of others, in the sense that, say, like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, provides really good. So, they've got decades and decades of experience with alcohol and dealing with alcoholism and support systems and mentors and that's it's having others to help to support, help to reflect back to us, help to give us encouragement. So that's that sense of reaching out to others. In the Buddhist world, there's a movement, a refuge recovery, which is using, because sometimes they like AA, they use a theistic model, which is a bit not so comfortable for some people. So then using some of those aspects, but also using the traditional forms of Buddhist practice to help support people who do have addictions, and using recovery, using refuges and the tools of a Buddhist practice, which is really skillful. But the main thing, I think, is seeking out and reaching out to others who do have experience and who do have difficulty, because it's, especially with addiction, one of the helpful supports is people who have gone through something similar to oneself. They will both be, tend to be empathetic and supportive, and they'll also, because they've been through it, they've seen it, they can oftentimes call you on your kind of obfuscations, because that's one of the things addictive personality is, it's just looking around for it, it gets looking for any angle to justify and seek a gratification. So it's being called on that, and it's really helpful. Having somebody who will actually point out ways that one is getting lost. So yeah, reaching out to people is really important. I'd say on a so those are groups. I'm sure on so that's a skillful way, but also finding that in terms of one's own motivation, I mean, addiction is looking for something that is, gratifying. So then turning to reflection and investigating, well, what is actually, say, a more satisfying experience of well-being and happiness that doesn't have the complications of the object of addiction. So that's something you just be paying attention to happiness and well-being. And certainly the Dhamma practice is really helpful for that.